They make it their business to mind your business. Parking won't be getting any easier anytime soon in Boston, where the city council banned space-saving apps like Haystack.
With a simple tap, I let my neighbors know where I'm parked and that I'll be leaving soon. And I even get paid when it's taken.
Because the ban was preemptive, officials didn't even try to justify it on public safety grounds.
The city has sole authority to regulate parking on city-owned streets, and this app potentially threatens that authority.
You will respect my authority!
A couple months ago, a school tried to ban sunscreen, calling it a toxic substance. This month, one New York State senator wants to make sure citizens do get slathered with the protective lotion, but only so long as it's not expired. Senator David Carlucci pushed forward a sunscreen expiration label mandate, even though most sunscreen already comes with expiration dates. Says Carlucci, "After languishing in the Senate for 14 years, I made it a priority to pass this piece of legislation to ensure families know the dangers associated with old sunscreen." Right, because before there was just no way to know if your sunscreen wasn't working. But this month's top prize goes to a different New York nanny who wants to drain more fun out of summer.
How are the brakes looking? That's lefts and rights, screen rooms, A-frames.
The New York Parks Department has banned boogie boards, those wonderful devices crafted especially for the brosefs, stoked to rip some gnarly foamies, but lacking the skill to actually surf. Adding insult to injury, the department classifies boogie boards as flotation devices, on par with life preservers and water wings. Some speculate that the ban is a response to a couple of kids getting swept to sea while boogie boarding during the middle of a hurricane, but no one knows for sure. The Parks Department administrator just said this: "There's been an increased use of them, and we have to ban them for people's safety. They're popular, so they must be banned."
Locals only, you f***ing grommet.
Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.